Lesson 8, Entertainment 2, Part A, Micro-Listening.
Sentence Structure, Adverbial Clauses of Time. You will hear 20 sentences. In each sentence, there is an adverbial clause of time, introduced by words like when, before, after, etc. Try to use these words to help you detect which of the two actions in each sentence occurs first, and mark your answer. Example: Go straight for two blocks before you turn right. Which action occurs first?
1. I didn't leave until the film finished.
2. You'll recover after you have a good sleep.
3. As soon as it stops raining, we'll have a swim.
4. When Mrs. Bush came back home, Mr. Bush had gone to work.
5. You'd better seek some advice before you go for a job interview.
6. Once the music stopped, I would leave.
7. As soon as you pass the exam, give me a ring.
8. Listen carefully, and you'll get the main idea.
9. Since I entered college, I've learned a lot.
10. Emily didn't buy a new dress until she won $800 in a lottery.
11. Mary didn't phone until after she got home.
12. As soon as John stops talking, we'll play a video.
13. Since Mary took dancing lessons, she has changed a lot.
14. You must come back once school is over.
15. Go to the post office when you finish typing.
16. Cindy lived in New York before she got married.
17. When they called from the station, I was already in bed.
18. After the war ended, Jack left England.
19. Since Frank joined the book club, he's done nothing but read novels.
20. Chris played golf every weekend until he took up tennis.
Part B, Macro Listening. Dialogue. I've never been in a small town.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear. Did you have a good time last weekend?
Yes, I did. I visited some friends in Pennsylvania. They live in a small town called Cannonsburg.
That must have been interesting. I've never been in a small town, just big cities.
Neither had I.
What did you do?
There isn't as much to do as there is here. No plays or concerts, that is. People make their own entertainment, though.
What do you mean?
Well, Saturday we went to a potluck supper.
A potluck supper? What's that?
The whole neighborhood has a party. Everybody brings something. It's all put on the table, and you can eat whatever you like. That is a potluck supper.
It's something like a picnic, isn't it?
Well, yes. The weather was warm, so we had this one outdoors. But in winter, they have them indoors, too.
What else did you do?
Sunday, we went for a drive. We had lunch at a drive-in.
Is the countryside interesting?
Beautiful farmland. You'd like it.
I'm sure I would.
Sunday evening, some people came to dinner. It was very informal. We just sat around and talked. Just a nice Sunday night supper.
That's the kind of evening I like. I don't care for a formal dinner so much.
Neither do I.
Question number one. How did the man spend his last weekend?
Question number two. What is implied by the sentence, "People make their own entertainment"?
Question number three. What did the man do last Sunday morning?
Question number four. What kind of meal did the speaker say they like?
Question number five. What does the dialogue mainly tell us?
Exercise two. Listen to the dialogue again and complete the following to explain what a potluck supper is. Did you have a good time last weekend?
Yes, I did. I visited some friends in Pennsylvania. They live in a small town called Cannonsburg.
That must have been interesting. I've never been in a small town, just big cities.
Neither had I.
What did you do?
There isn't as much to do as there is here. No plays or concerts, that is. People make their own entertainment, though.
What do you mean?
Well, Saturday we went to a potluck supper.
A potluck supper? What's that?
The whole neighborhood has a party. Everybody brings something. It's all put on the table, and you can eat whatever you like. That is a potluck supper.
It's something like a picnic, isn't it?
Well, yes. The weather was warm, so we had this one outdoors. But in winter, they have them indoors, too.
What else did you do?
Sunday, we went for a drive. We had lunch at a drive-in.
Is the countryside interesting?
Beautiful farmland. You'd like it.
I'm sure I would.
Sunday evening, some people came to dinner. It was very informal. We just sat around and talked. Just a nice Sunday night supper.
That's the kind of evening I like. I don't care for a formal dinner so much.
Neither do I. Passage. Enjoying dinner with friends.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Americans, like many people elsewhere in the world, like to invite friends to their homes for an evening of food, drink, and conversation. Formal dinners in fine homes and hotels in the United States are much the same as formal dinners anywhere in the world. But as most people in the United States have no servants, their dinner parties at home are decidedly informal. As many new small homes have no separate dining room or just have very small dining space, guests can also serve themselves and eat in the living room, holding their plates or trays on their knees. A more enjoyable form of entertainment is the picnic. Americans are great picnickers, and almost every family has a picnic basket. Summer invitations are often for a picnic at a park or in the open countryside. Unless hamburgers or hot dogs are cooked over a fire, picnic food is usually cold. Sandwiches, salads, potato chips, pickles. Watermelon is a favorite dessert, followed very often by baseball for the young and active, and naps for the old and weary.
Question number one. What do Americans like to do with their friends?
Question number two. Why do most Americans prefer informal parties?
Question number three. Where do guests sit and eat at an informal dinner, according to the passage?
Question number four. According to the passage, what do people seldom have at a picnic?
Question number five. Why is the picnic considered a more enjoyable form of meal?
Exercise Exercise 2. Listen to the passage again and describe what people have and do at an informal meal and at a picnic, according to the information you get from the tape.
Americans, like many people elsewhere in the world, like to invite friends to their homes for an evening of food, drink, and conversation. Formal dinners in fine homes and hotels in the United States are much the same as formal dinners anywhere in the world. But as most people in the United States have no servants, their dinner parties at home are decidedly informal. As many new small homes have no separate dining room or just have very small dining space, guests can also serve themselves and eat in the living room, holding their plates or trays on their knees. A more enjoyable form of entertainment is the picnic. Americans are great picnickers, and almost every family has a picnic basket. Summer invitations are often for a picnic at a park or in the open countryside. Unless hamburgers or hot dogs are cooked over a fire, picnic food is usually cold. Sandwiches, salads, potato chips, pickles. Watermelon is a favorite dessert, followed very often by baseball for the young and active, and naps for the old and weary.
Lesson 8.